This is KBOG's Heart of the Arts podcast. I'm Greg Kostraba. Pianist and composer Connor Chi is performing on the Oracle Piano Society's Signature Series, Sunday, February 16th at 3 p.m. He's in the KBOG studios to chat about the concert and about his burgeoning career. Welcome.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Glad to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about your early interest in the piano.
You know, I started playing by ear, I think, when I was about 5 or 6 years old, just on a toy keyboard that my dad had. When my parents saw that I was interested, they got me piano lessons. I was about 6 years old when I got my first piano lesson. I was enthralled with it ever since. And so I went on to study and, go to college for piano performance and eventually also started composing.
That's great. And you grew up in Page.
Yes.
And did you grow up on the Navajo Reservation?
It's a border town to the reservation. So I spent my time in Page and then also where my grandparents lived on the reservation, about 45 minutes, an hour from there, on the Western Agency of the Navajo Nation.
Is piano a part at all of Navajo culture? And if not, how were you seen as being someone that was really interested in that instrument?
It was kind of out of nowhere that I took this interest. It's not something that's, really a part of the culture traditionally, but I had a real interest in it. And, I studied it. I was classically trained, and I didn't really start combining my native heritage with the piano until after I finished my master's degree. I mostly, studied performance. I didn't really do a whole lot of composing as a focus in my studies. So it was afterwards when I sort of, as a personal preservation project, wanted to find a way to keep some of the music alive that my grandfather would sing, the traditional songs, and it just felt very natural to bring it to the piano.
That's awesome. Now, you moved to Cincinnati when you were, 10 years old?
Yes.
To study piano. How was that, going from Arizona to the Midwest with all mostly the humidity, I know, from my time in Cincinnati?
Yes. It was a shock for me. It was a huge difference because, Page, especially when I was growing up, was a very small town. It's still a small town now. But going from the middle of nowhere, Arizona, to going to school in downtown Cincinnati when, in the fourth grade, that was a big difference for me. So it took me a lot of adjusting, but, I learned a lot of really valuable things when I was there.
There's a very fine performing arts high school there. Is that where you went?
Yes, the School for Creative and Performing Arts. When I was in Page, it was very difficult to get any kind of piano lessons, music lessons. So my parents were actually driving me to Flagstaff every weekend for a piano lesson. So that was 2 hours there and 2 hours back. So when they saw that I was really, more serious about it, my mom was originally from Cincinnati. So she knew about the school they had there. So my parents made the decision when I was 10 to relocate so that I could go to the performing arts school.
Oh, it's a lot of dedication on there. They really invested in you.
I've been very fortunate to have really great support from them.
So you went to Eastman for your undergrad and then back to Cincinnati at the conservatory for your master's, right?
Yes.
And you studied with Elizabeth Pridenoff, who lives here in the Valley half the year.
Yes. I was really, she's a really great teacher, and I learned a lot.
And then it was after that you got interested in, I think you called it, personal preservation project early on in this interview. Tell us a little bit about what kind of inspired you to get off the path of the Chopin and Beethoven and Prokofiev and then take this turn into something much more personal for you.
After I finished my master's degree, I wasn't really sure exactly what direction I wanted to go in my career. I'd considered applying to get a DMA, to get a doctorate, but I decided to come home and spend some time reflecting on what exactly I wanted to do. And in that time, something that I'd always wanted to do was to spend some time with my grandfather learning some of the traditional songs and find a way to keep them alive. And so I spent some time recording some of the songs and learning them. It was just sort of an experiment that I did at first to take some of these melodies and arrange them for the piano. It wasn't something I had considered doing as a major part of my career, but I thought, these would be some nice pieces I could play maybe as an encore or include in a program when I'm doing concerts. And so I recorded an album of some of these settings of the melodies or a couple original compositions that were kind of based on just the elements that I found really unique to Diné or Navajo music. And so once I put the recording out there, people took an interest to it, listeners and performers. So then I started creating the sheet music for other people to play it. And that was sort of this very organic way that my career took this turn towards composing and arranging music that was based on my heritage.
That's fantastic. And then you've gone into accompanying film scores as well. How did that come about?
I think that the Native community is very supportive of each other. And I was really referred to another filmmaker that needed a composer. And so it was, again, sort of a natural thing that I decided to collaborate on a documentary. I really enjoyed it. And so then I was really open to looking for other opportunities like that. Putting music to picture was something that I'd always thought about, and I enjoyed film scores. I never saw myself doing it again. It was something that sort of just happened naturally for me, and I was very blessed.
And you perform concerts of your music, and do you still perform music of other composers as well in concert, or is it pretty much Conor Chee and his compositions?
It's mostly my compositions, but I do still play, you know, some of the standard rep or some of the other classical music. You know, last year I did a concert with the World Doctors Orchestra of the Gershwin Piano Concerto. That was a lot of fun. So, you know, when the opportunities come, I'm always happy to perform that music as well.
That's wonderful. Now, on February 16th, you're playing in Oracle, Arizona. Tell us about your connection with Stephen Cook and about your connection with that festival.
You know, we connected last year about this opportunity. I know they do a lot of really great work for the youth and for indigenous communities, and that really kind of aligns with what I want to do. I'd mentioned it was difficult for me to get music education growing up, especially as a young Native person. There wasn't always that representation in classical music. And so that's a part of what I want to do moving forward in my career, is to make sure that there's opportunities and also to, you know, set an example that, you know, anyone can really move forward in a career in classical music or music in general. I was actually discouraged when I was younger because I was Native. I had some teachers that just told me flat out, oh, you know, you can't do this. You don't have the dedication. You know, this isn't something that people from your culture do. And so that has always been in my mind since a child, that I wanted to really kind of show them that that's not the case. So being able to perform in the community and also work with some of the students is a real blessing for me to be able to do that.
Yeah. On this concert in February, what is on the program? What are you playing?
I'm going to play a variety of pieces. Some of my original pieces that were just arrangements of some traditional corn grinding songs or some traditional girls dance songs that my grandfather would sing. And also from some original pieces that I composed, some selections from a collection called Sand Paintings for Piano, and also some pieces that were based on our traditional creation stories.
Now, if people are interested in your recordings, how do they get them?
Everything is on my website, which is just ConorChee.com, and also on all the major streaming platforms. If you just search my name, it should pop up.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
What a pleasure having you here. Pianist and composer Conor Chee performing on the Oracle Piano Society Signature Series, Sunday, February 16th at 3 p.m. Tickets and more information are at oraclepianosociety.org. For the KBOC Art of the Arts podcast, I'm Greg Kustraba.